It's your girl, Rove to the Rovey.
It's Vixen J.
Am I being a little bit ignorant here?
Well, I will be the sophisticated one for both of us.
Welcome to, not welcome, what the
fuck? I think we're trying to say, follow the show on Spotify and support, please.
Listen to the ignorance with a splash of sophistication.
Every other week.
I'm ready.
I'm ready too, I'm recording.
It makes me question your professionalism because what do you do at work? Do you not draft your day? To-do list?
Draft my tasks? Day?
Wow.
No, I definitely just log in and just get started.
It's given, fuck boy.
How?
You just do whatever the man says, huh?
The man? What are you talking about?
The man says.
I do whatever is on my to-do list.
I just asked if you had a to-do list.
No, I have a to-do list, but I mean, sometimes I write it down, other times I don't, but it depends on the day, son.
Well, I know you're the king of punctuality, so.
The way you're saying that makes it seem like you don't believe that.
I believe everything that comes out of my mouth.
How convenient.
I 100% do. So you're punctual, you are very organized, and professional.
If you're trying to consult me, then I don't like it.
I said everything positive, so I don't understand.
But you meant everything negative. No. You no. See how that works.
How could you understand what I felt?
It's called a double entendre, I think.
I don't know what that means.
I think you did it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I might be wrong, but it sounds like double talk.
You know what? It's because it's giving the energy that you're giving right now is giving very much dragon. So I'm just used to the subdued, easygoing, but it's giving rawr. Rawr.
Is that the sound a dragon makes? Rawr?
No, a dragon roars, but it's giving rawr, like R-A-W-R, exclamation right. Point.
Like a cat?
No.
Like a cat dragon?
No, like I am raw, but I have extra R's.
Stop on your mind. I color my hair once and all of a sudden, I'm Cisco for life.
Is it the color only or is it the aura?
Oh, that's a compliment. I'll take a Cisco aura. I mean, Thong Song is like my default karaoke song.
Okay.
Like when I go to karaoke, it's Thong Song. I'm sorry?
Yeah, your number one karaoke song.
Is Thong Song. Song. Mm-hmm. That's my warm-up song. That's like the first song. Mm-hmm. And then it's everything else from there.
Okay. You like thongs?
I haven't seen a thong in mad
not
long.
Not seen one, but actually wear one.
I don't wear thongs.
All right.
Why would I wear thongs?
You just said you like
thongs?
Men wear thongs.
Like whomst?
Chippendale men.
Why are you dating yourself? Chippendales, are they even around?
I am an old girl, okay? I'm in my mid-30s.
So we know you're in your auntie junior era.
So don't, I'm not ashamed like someone who decided to dye their hair blonde and not realize what age they are.
You don't need to be a certain age to dye your
I'm
hair.
I'm just saying it's giving midlife
wowzer.
Crisis. But here we are.
Well, I like my look. It's not midlife because I'm not at midlife.
I support you, friend. I'm glad you like it.
Thank
and
you
I
very
like
much.
It for you as long as it makes sense to you.
It does.
Yes.
Because if you like it, I don't necessarily have to. But that's fine.
If you like it, I love it. I one-upped you.
I see.
Okay.
I got you to say that you love it. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I say I love a lot of things, and here I am. So.
Right. Don't know what that means, but let's just get into our show, shall we? Sophisticated ignorance.
You slid it right in, didn't you?
Nope, don't do that.
Skirt, skirt.
Queen of the block.
I am evolving, okay?
All right, here we go again. Welcome everyone to Sophisticated Ignorance. I am appalled. No, I'm Vixen J. What's up, y'all?
It's your girl, R to the OV. Of course, I'm happy to be back with my homie.
We are actually in person as we're recording this, sitting next to each other.
Ew.
Usually we're on Zoom looking rather busted for the purposes.
I always look good.
Not saying, no, that's not a dagger. What I'm saying is, on Zoom, it doesn't matter because we're just showing up to talk.
You know what? Because this is 2023, and I'm so glad that there is recordings that show my evolution.
Correct.
That I have actively learned to respond and not react. So I'm just going to take that in. Okay.
And as you can probably hear from the background, we have the pan, the pan band in the background.
Caribbean household, keep
AKA
going.
AKA the Project Heat coming in effect.
I am not ashamed where I'm from because it's cold, and I told my dad to put on the heat because it's cold as hell as in New York. And I don't know if I could deal with this. I got so soft. I literally got soft. I literally flew up here, and I think I told you. As soon as I got off the plane, I got hit with a woof of cigarette smoke.
Woof.
Woof. I said, oh my God.
They not smoke cigarettes in Miami?
I mean, I guess they do, but they don't smoke like right outside the airport. Mm. But this guy, like, he blew it in my face. And I turned around and I was like, And then he saw my face and I was like, ew. And then he blew more smoke in my face. I was like, you rude. Why are you blowing smoke in my face? Next, lady bum rushed me. Pushed my bag.
Sounds about New York.
Right. And I was like, you're not going to say excuse me? And she just looked at me like I was stupid.
Why would you ask that dumb question?
And I was like, what's going on? Am I soft?
The answer is clearly no. Of course you're not going to say excuse me.
Am I soft? And then the lady walked by with her kid and used her kid to push me out the way into the street. So I was like, I got to be soft. Something had to have happened because I don't know how I became so hypersensitive to all of these things where I didn't care before. So this cold is just the icing on the top for me because it's what, 50 something degrees? It's freezing.
It's brick.
It's more than brick. It's mad brick.
Okay.
It's freezing. Look, my fingertips. Look at this.
Oh, wow.
I am anemic. I am the one that's anemic. Not reverse anemic, whatever garbage you
okay.
Smell
like. I was always saying that because I run warm, not cold.
That's not the definition of anemia.
There's some medical definition. I don't know what it is.
It's not reverse anemic.
It's not warm-blooded. So what is it? I don't know.
The point is, your girl got soft, but I'm thinking maybe 7 days here, I'll come back harder than ever.
Concrete, baby.
I'll be talking like Remy Ma real quick.
You'll go from those fuzzy socks to Uggs mad fast.
Oh, man, don't laugh at my fuzzy socks.
Yeah, as long as they make you comfy, don't mind me.
Wow, not the reverse Uno when you're here on me. That's not right. But anyway.
Off topic.
That's my whole little spiel, but I'm glad to be back in Brooklyn, linked up so we can do this episode and get right to it.
Fantastic. You get to see your family for a little bit and have a
good
time.
Oh, yeah, family's subjective.
All right. Well, you know. let's move on swiftly. Guess they're not a factor.
Family is subjective.
Yikes. As I said, y'all going to hear that pang and pang pang because this episode is sponsored by the Sesame Flowers Pang Band. We're doing our best with what we have. Please be nice. Talk to us nice. Anyway, and you know what? I'll try to edit it out. If not, whatever. Who cares? This is real raw
This
stuff.
Is organic.
Okay? This is
Trader Joe's. Okay?
Whole Foods.
This is what we're
Foods,
aiming for.
Non-GMO podcasting right now. But anyway, as we stop giggling and get serious.
Very serious.
That ties into our topic today.
Very professional.
About being professional.
Exactly.
And as far as I'm concerned, I think we are very professional in our own right.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Mm. Well, let's start it off with advice from Vicks, you know?
Yeah.
Advice from Vicks. Advice from Vicks. Everybody wants to hear what they, you know, what you got to say, Vicksy.
Thank goodness, because I have tons of thoughts about things. All right, let's get to the listener who needs some help today.
All right, we have an anonymous email. I know you like to give them names, so I'll let you start with the name.
Let's hear what they have to say, and the name will come to me.
Okay, well, we're on this organic vibe. All right. Several months ago, I was hired in one department of a medium-sized nonprofit organization through a temp agency to fill in while someone new was sought for the department. I ended up working there for about 6 months including about a month after they had hired the new employee to help her transition into her new role. During that 6 months, I went from being trusted to answering the phones while everyone was out of the office, parentheses, I spent a lot of time reading, to compiling documents for committee meetings, taking minutes, and organizing projects. Needless to say, there was a lot for me to show the new hire when she started. By the way, I have no resentment toward her for getting the job. I really didn't want it. End parentheses. Now I'm back at the same organization in a different department, getting ready to take over for someone going on maternity leave. I'm learning the ropes in my new job, but I have quite a lot of downtime. And for the time being, I'm sitting at my old desk, which means my old boss notices quite frequently that I'm not busy. The problem arises when she assigns me little tasks because I know what I'm doing. I feel like that's not my job anymore. Am I obligated to help her? Should I just wait until my desk moves in 2 weeks and hope that I'll be out of sight, out of mind? What should I do?
Okay. Well, this is interestingly tricky. This person, let's call them Linda. And I always say that because that's the name of one of my ex-managers from a dutty job that I won't go into.
Okay.
So, Linda is at this company. They had this initial position, but then they moved it to a new department. And now, as she's waiting to move into a new space physically in the office, she happens to be at her old desk, and her now old manager is trying to give her some work while she's just sitting there waiting for that move. Ignorant advice, girl, start tapping on a screen and look busy. And just say, sorry, one moment, or I'm sorry, I can't right now, I gotta run to a meeting, or oh no, I gotta get this shit to gym, or else, deadlines, am I right? That's the ignorant advice. But I think realistically, you know, a lot of people at these jobs, they try to play games with you. Mm. They try to play games in a sense of not understanding boundaries, specifically work boundaries, in that, you know, there's one thing to say like, hey, do you have the bandwidth to do this, or are you able to do that? But they assume that because you are available, quote unquote, or you're in proximity, that you're automatically signing up to do whatever they want, especially if it's a managerial person talking to somebody else. So there's definitely a notion to where you have to establish those boundaries. And obviously, you know, in a work manner, you don't want to be on some, yo, bitch, get off my back. But you could do it in a professional way, saying like, hey, look, I'm sorry, I don't have time to do that at the moment. Even if you don't look busy, mm-hmm. or you're currently just sitting there twiddling your thumbs, you could just say, sorry, I don't have the bandwidth to do that right now. Could that be passed on to someone else? Or say something to the effect of, you know, all this professional jargon, like, I don't have the capacity to do it right now. I mean, I don't know what other excuse it is, but that boss should understand that you are not in that position anymore, or you're not under them anymore. So they have to kind of relax and back off. And whoever the person that is reporting to them, they should be getting that type of work, not you, because you're in a different part of the company and you're beyond that. So doing your best to set those boundaries. If it's too hard, then I would say just try to avoid them until your 2 weeks are up in that space and you go to your new area. But it's certainly doing your best to establish a boundary the best way you can.
Sounds good. Me, I would execute the right of personal days and or sick days as well, too. Mm. Just so out of sight, out of mind kind of mentality. I haven't actually had like a office job. Like, you know, I've always been in the healthcare field. But I've always established no as one of my favorite words without any further explanation.
I mean, you say that to me all the time, so. Must be your top one.
And I also eliminate certain things like power dynamics, especially with someone who is, you know, above me, you know, in the chain of command, but also things that they can say anything that they want to me at a particular time. But I also, not to say cut them down to size, but let them know that there is also a level of respect that must be maintained before you ask me to do a task that's outside of my scope.
Right.
So, you know, those two, you know, formulas have helped me to just bypass things. And this is why I guess people are, in a sense, scared to ask me to do things. Mm-hmm. Unless you're, like, really, really, really close to me at work. And then even when I say no, they're like, come on, please, for me, cheese.
Not cheese.
It's the cheese. It's the automatic smile cheese, you know. Oh, I know that this is not something that you normally do, but could you please do this for me?
See, I don't like that. I don't like that.
For me. It's the for me.
Right, because the thing is, work shouldn't have to be favor-based.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? This is not like, oh, you're my homegirl. Oh, can you do me a favor real quick and do something that I should be doing, but I can't because XYZ? Mm-hmm. You should be, as a professional, if we're mm-hmm. talking professionalism here, you should be able to prioritize your
right.
responsibilities. And if you're not able to do that, express that to whoever you report to and say, hey, I'm sorry, I have certain things on my plate that I have to prioritize. I can't do that right now. Versus, you know, we work in two different industries, but mm-hmm. in your case where it's like, yo, you have your own plate of things to do. Mm-hmm. You can't be taking on other people's things as a favor or whatever, unless, you know, you're in the mood to or you feel to, but by default, that should not be the case.
And that's why business and personal shouldn't mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, Linda, I hope that helped. If you all have any other advice that you need, please DM us on IG or email us at sophigpodcast@gmail.com, and I will help fix your life as best as I can. Mm-hmm. That's all I can do.
Oh, well, let's take a deep dive in. What are we going to be talking about today, as we alluded to?
Yeah, we're going to be talking about professionalism in this day and age. I know a lot of us either work in offices or in healthcare spaces or wherever the case may be. It doesn't really matter what industry you work in. We all deal with a level of what professionalism looks like. The way you talk, the way you have to present yourself, mm-hmm. the way you speak to others, mm-hmm. and all these things that, you know, come with being in the workspace. But I know that there's certain forms of professionalism or that term which prevents us from being our authentic selves. And I really want to deep dive into that and see how we could kind of bypass that term professionalism, still be ourselves at our workspace, and still be respectful of our jobs at the same time. I know recently for me, I've been kind of struggling with being my authentic self, because that whole term, showing up as your authentic self at work, you know, has become kind of like a echo, at least in my workspace. And there's some days where I don't feel like my authentic self. I just feel like I'm like, you know, code switch me, which I don't even have a name for that, but
it's so exhausting. I feel like
I've been in my company for like 7 years now, and I've been subconsciously or unsubconsciously code switching for so long, to the fact where I've forgotten that, yo, I'm a black guy at this company. And aww. You know what I'm saying? Like I my personality is more than just my work. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So yeah, that sucks. I don't want to be no Carlton ass nigga. Like, I mean, you know, I want to be myself and just happen to do my job at the same time.
I mean, that's hard to do, because even with myself, I try to put on the face and it doesn't work. And you know what? I say thank God for masks, because even with my coworker, like I was like, oh my God, I'm so great, you know, with patients. I have a great poker face. And they're like, Reverne.
According to who?
You don't have a great poker face.
You don't even like poker.
And I do have a great poker face. Like, so my poker face is clearly a resting bitch face. Mm. So I couldn't decipher the two. So I'm here talking to someone and I'm
so
like,
you have
this.
The one face.
Shut up. So I'm like this, intently looking at you, trying to soak up everything that you say and just have a simple, straight platonic face on. And it's giving, why are you talking to me face? So,
but see, the thing is, it's just because you have the mask on doesn't mean your eyes aren't covered.
Yeah, I
so
realize that.
So instead of smizing, you're smout.
I
you're
thought my
smowning.
Eyes were giving, it's giving like, you know, happy-go-lucky, you know, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. And it wasn't. It was giving like, what did you just say to me?
Your eyes soak.
I those words are negative words, and I don't.
So what would you call it?
I just think it was just maybe a different set of eyes that I had on.
You have multiple
so,
eyes?
So!
The octopus. Like.
The point is, it's hard to...
For you.
It's hard. It is hard for me. I'm going to say it. It's okay. Hard for me.
Yeah,
hard for me as a black woman, because sometimes I want to be like, what the fuck are you saying? But I have to be like, I don't think that's appropriate for you to say that right now. Maybe you should look into this to do some kind of interventions and yada, 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 yada. But sometimes I really just want to be my authentic self. Like, there was someone I met whose name was Peaches. And I was like, that's not your name. She's like, no, that's my government name. And I was like, is it really? And she would go around and I felt very jealous of her because I would go around, hey, my name is Roe V, to water down people saying Roe-Vern, because it's so hard to say a two-syllable name for some people. But Peaches, Peaches be like, hey, what's up, y'all? I'm here. My name is Peaches.
And I'm clocking in.
Right,
out.
All of that. And I used to, and I loved them. Like, we connected because she saw I was another black woman as well, too. Yeah. But I felt sort of jealous because I was like, I can't be my rude type of persona.
So you admit it.
I do admit it. I can be a little bit rude. I can be a little bit spicy. And that's just my natural, authentic self. But that's just the way it come across. It's there's no deeper meaning behind it. It's just what it is. Like, but I can't even do that. Like, say a spicy joke if I want to. Like, it always has to be watered down. But here comes Peaches. Peaches is out here doing what she got to do and saying what she had to say, dressing how she dresses. And I don't know if that's something that my mom has even ingrained in me. You can't be like the other girls. You have to dress a certain way. You have to talk a certain way so you are accepted. So that's always in the back of my mind. Thank God for, again, these masks or these eyewears that help me not show what I really feel. And I don't know if that's essentially good for me or good for the workforce either.
Well,
so,
I mean, for the sake of just getting through the day, I mean, yeah, you don't, you aren't able to,
mask
I mean, you're
on.
Wearing a physical mask, but you're also wearing a, like, personality mask. You know, there's two different masks here.
Yeah.
There's a physical one and a figurative one. And for me, I'm wearing a figurative one. I can be real. Like, I wish, there is some level of me that's authentic at work, and then there's another part of me that's just very just forward facing and people pleasing, which is a bigger issue in itself. But I think obviously depending on the certain person I'm interacting with, I can be more myself than with others, you know? And it sucks because especially in a company like mine where diversity is definitely not fantastic, you know what I'm saying? It sucks that I have to literally code switch with certain people depending on the environment, and I feel like I'm trying to be two people when I'm not. I just feels fake. It's giving fake, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
And I've been there too long for me to feel like I have to be someone else in order to like be accepted or be passable, and that's just whack.
But why do we do it though? Like, who's really gonna be, oh, I know that's not who you are. You know what, actually, nope. I'll give you a scenario. I was somewhere and I was just doing like all my patient logs or whatever. And then someone else came and it was like, oh, there goes Roe V. Roe V, you've been so professional. I haven't even seen who you are, right? We got to go to happy hour so I can get you drunk so I can know what your personality is. And I spoke to that with another colleague of mine, another podiatrist. And he said that he got something similar along those lines where a lot of, you know, non-black folk who always want to come up and say, hey, we know that's not who you are. Let's hang out afterwards and see what your true authentic self is.
Right.
And that seems to be a running theme. And I'm like, so you don't like how I act at work, but you want me to cut up after work so you can have some kind of mental image of who I am based on what you think I am.
Right. Like, it's kind of like breaking their own like perception of who you are, because you as a black woman shouldn't be,
I shouldn't be like that,
poised and this, you know, upkept or whatever.
I'm supposed to be like Peaches. Hey y'all, how y'all doing every day? Me, you know that's not me.
Maybe hey, you could be grapes.
Nah, chill. I just walk in like, hey, good morning, what's going on, how many patients we got today, boom, let's do it, keep it moving.
Yeah.
Like, we not friends. We're not friends after this. Sorry. We're not friends.
We were friends before.
We were friends before. Like, and you know, and sometimes they'll be like, oh, Dr. Spicy. And only because they read it on my computer screen.
I see.
So they'll be like, Dr. Spicy, Dr. Spicy. And I'm like, chill, chill, chill.
Not too much on that.
Right. No, that's not for you to know. This is just for my computer.
Right.
But whoever wants to steal my computer, no, this is a Spicy's computer.
I see.
Don't steal my stuff. But, you know, they get real comfortable with that. But I'm just, I'm to myself. And maybe I just don't like you either. How about that?
Move.
That can be something very, very upfront as soon as you meet your coworker. I don't like you, don't fuck with me, but I'm going to help you out with this business plan.
Right.
Boom. And keep it like that.
Keep the convo very short.
Keep it like that. Yeah. You got to know what I did last night. You don't got to know what I ate. You don't have to know where I'm flying out to. You don't have to know where I live. Like, you're not my emergency contact. Like, let's keep it a buck.
Keep it cute at work.
You know? Like, if there's something that develops from that, sure. Like you said, the word of today is organic. If something organically develops from that, cool. I'm like, all right, you're really cool. You know, you're not half crazy. You're not a big weirdo. Like, maybe we can actually do a real happy hour. Just you and I, though. Not the whole office. Right. Just you and I. It's your girl, R to the OV.
It's your boy, Vixen J.
And if you are interested in being a guest on our show, please email us at sophigpodcast@gmail.com.
And we definitely look forward to having you on the show.
You're going to be on the spot.
So come join the hot seat and get a little ratchet with us.
Sophista ratchet.
Hey. But I feel like there's different forms of communication. So you see with you how you have a lot of FaceTime coordination, like communication. Like, you're obviously in front of people, you have to talk and interact. For a company like mine, like, yes, we have office space where people get to see each other and talk, but then we also have Slack where people are messaging, and people are a whole different persona on Slack in itself.
Mm.
And then you have email, like all these different forms of communication at work.
Jeez.
And people are different people on these platforms.
Jeez.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I could imagine.
You know, me, my personal self is way different than my Slack self, which is way different than my email self. We talk, we are three separate people. We're like the Migos. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just all different people. But even outside of like that corporate structure of things, I mean, professionalism, we could translate that into other areas outside of just the workspace, but how we interact with others when it comes to professionalism, whether it's like a business or mm-hmm. a service. And, you know, especially for us in our community, you know, that's always been kind of like a big topic of what does professionalism look like, especially with customer service and all these things. So let's kind of deep dive into that a little bit and pull up some examples that we found. For example, there's this text message that we saw. And I'm just going to read it out. So this person says, do not book Laid by Tia in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Mm.
I booked a quick weave bob for $180, $50 deposit.
That's
my appointment
cheap.
Was originally for 2 p.m. She texted me while I was running errands at 11:12 asking if I could come for 12 or 12:30. Mind you, I have come washed and blown out. So we see the text interaction. And you know, for me, it's like, I feel when someone is running their own business, it gets very tricky. I mean, we've heard a lot of these stories mm-hmm. of, you know, somebody...
Support black business.
No, definitely. I mean, it's definitely support black business all the way, but then it comes with the asterisk because when said black business is on that bullshit, do you support black bullshit? And the answer is absolutely not. Do you want to play out this text message?
Sure.
Interaction.
First of all, it's iMessage. I am being discriminatory. So,
well, technically it's SMS.
There
if
is.
If you want to get that technical Steve Jobs.
There is a blue and a gray bubble.
So clearly these are two Apple users.
Yes. Which one would you like to be?
I will be gray.
I knew it. You love the extra letters. Go ahead.
No, because I know the blue bubble is about to be on some bullshit. Anyway. Hey London, how are you? It's Tia with your hair appointment today for 2 p.m. Would you mind coming earlier?
Hey, how much earlier? I'm just now being able to wash my hair.
12 or 12:30?
I can try 12:30.
Okay, see you then. Thank you.
I can be on the way now, My hair is just not blown out, but it is freshly washed.
You can blow it out, then come.
Okay.
Hey, what's your ETA?
15 minutes.
So you'll be here at 12:45?
More like 12:50.
OMG, that's 20 minutes late. And I have a 2 p.m. End scene. Now, what is wrong with this scenario?
First of all, she got to wash her hair and blow it out. Sorry, that's
no, not no, no, no. I mean, I've heard many horror stories of hair dressers or hairstylists doing minimal work and asking for the most. And, you know, we talk about, is that professional? But I've heard a lot of stories where hairdressers don't want to do that type of quote unquote grunt work, right? It's just like, yo, show up ready so I can get this done because I got mad people. I got to keep it moving.
Well, so Tia asks the client if she can come in earlier, even though she has an appointment for 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. But the switcheroo was for her to wash and blow dry her own hair, still come in earlier. And then at the end, Tia saying she has a doctor appointment at the same time as the client's 2 p.m. hair appointment. Mm. So there is a lot of miscommunication and convoluted stories in the mix. But I do believe the client also goes ahead and says how she feels as well, too. She says that she had to pay $85 up front before even starting the services, wash her own hair, push her appointment back, and then charged her again to pay almost $300 for a quick bob weave. This is not even like a 30-inch. I don't know if you know about hair, but we're not blow drying. We're not putting in actual sewed in tracks. We're just doing a quick glue, quick bob weave. I don't even know if she has to braid her own hair at this point. She probably had to tell her she had to do that before she came in. Yikes. But in the essence of professionalism, I would say Tia is not being a very good hairstylist.
Or a business person.
At all.
One would say she's not being professional.
At all. Zero professionalism.
Right. And sadly, we see many scenarios like this in a lot of self-made businesses where hair businesses, nail techs, all these other things in our community where it's like, yes, I'm the one providing the service, but you got to do half of the service and then show up so I can do the rest and then pay me full price. Make it make sense. That's business math, and I don't know if that adds up, but clearly it doesn't because this person was tight.
It's also a lack of just being hospitable and just having, you know, just regular human decency. Like, you knew you had an appointment at 2 p.m. You asked her to come early. She says she can. However, to follow up saying that you have your own doctor's appointment at 2 p.m., and I know doctor's Wild. Appointments don't just come up at the drop of a dime.
Definitely not.
So you knew this prior. You should have said, I already have an appointment. I can't do you at 2 p.m. We can do another day, or we can do it after my doctor's appointment.
Or, hey, look, this doctor's appointment, I don't know how long it's going to be. Let's reschedule for another day.
One or the other.
Because keep in mind, you know, in any day's time, things happen. Things run behind. You never know. I mean, this is why having calendar management is super important. But nonetheless, the lack of professionalism here in that, you know, and for those listening and have been through stories or heard stories like this, is all the same trope of, you know, I'm providing a service, but you need to do half the work and then show up.
That's that power dynamic.
It's
I'm doing this for you even though you're paying me.
Black people need to be better at customer service.
Yeah.
I think black people need to understand what customer service is.
Yep.
And not denounce it as optional. I think that's what, that's the problem.
Or optional yeah. fee.
Yeah, no.
Optional people fee treat customer service. Additional right. plus gratuity and tax and additional tips.
Treat you like a person fee. Like, come on, son. What is going on?
That is true, though. That is something that, you know, we saw a lot growing up because my father used to always want to just throw out tips all the time. And my mom would reel him in and be like, hey, she didn't give us this on time. Like, And then, you know, you have to, that's when I started in my own sense. I build, got bits and pieces from my parents. If I get good service, you get a good tip. Boom.
Respectfully.
Right. Yeah. But my dad would just, there's some people, the math, you go out, you just give them the tip, whatever the service is.
But also, but we were talking about service-driven industries like delivery and food and restaurants and all these things. But sans that, sans these type of industries that don't require tipping, I think you should be providing good customer service regardless of the fact.
Nah, money talks.
I mean, of course money talks, but even, I mean, in our current work professionalism, are you getting tips for the work that you're
doing? I'm not getting no tips.
Exactly.
And that's why I
But you still have to show up and be professional.
I'm right. That's, and I agree with that. I'm even mad because even DoorDash is talking about if you don't tip, you're not going to get your food.
Oh, well, so it's going to be the Diddy meme. I'm going to stare at you, you're going to stare at me, like, but someone's going to eat tonight.
if it's overnight, cafeteria is closed, you can't get no food. If I can't get a little sandwich to be delivered to the hospital and I have to pay an additional fee plus the delivery fee plus this, it's going to be a longer wait. So I got to wait 3 hours for a sandwich. DoorDash could go away. That's why I'm always with Uber Eats. This is not a plug, but I'm just saying.
I mean, look, yes, I do agree that people in service-based industries should be tipped. Obviously, people live off of tips. That's not really the issue here. But I think the bigger issue is, are you doing the work that's necessary enough to deserve that tip? Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? If you're doing the bare minimum or the bare nothing, then should I be obligated to tip you? And some companies are trying to make that shit automatic. I don't know.
Oh yeah, as soon as you walk in, you get tipped.
Yeah, don't hit me with that gratuity. Yeah. I'm not gracious. There's no gratitude here.
More than two people to eat. 20% gratuity.
And that one person want to eat 48 oysters. You know, I just, you know, something has to give. It's a bit much for me. But yeah, I mean, what are other areas that we see outside of those service-based things, you know, when it comes to professionalism, that we see when it comes to like appearance, like dress and how we present ourselves, like that also plays a big role. Thankfully, I'm in an industry where I could dye my hair and that's not like a big hullabaloo. But
God,
I know
bless
this,
you.
But I know there's other industries, especially like black women, for example, you come in with just a hair from one side to the other. And it's like, oh my God, girl, like what did you do? Can I touch?
Oh,
and now I got a cough her hand.
Don't, yeah,
and
no.
And now as a surgeon,
there's,
now
there's a physical altercation right there.
If yeah, you, don't do that.
You try to touch anyone's hair. Oh, when I had dreads, I hated that. Oh my God. Oh, I like your hair. No. So physical, don't touch, slap.
Give them licks. Professional licks.
Real slap. Hand, wrist flick, you're going to get the pow pow. And, you know, growing up in the Caribbean too, my parents, they were big on appearances. So we definitely ironed the night before your week's worth of clothes. You must have a crease in your pants and on the sides and in your shirt. Make sure everything's top notch, Vaseline on the face, all hair tucked together in a ponytail. Like, if you are not looking good, that means you're not doing well in your profession. That is the key.
Appearance is everything. Yeah.
Appearance is everything. Not a shoestring out of place. A belt has to be tied in. Ties has to be straight up the neck.
But like, it depends. I mean, on the industry, like most of our parents are either working in the office or blue collar, driving a bus or doing one of those type of
businesses.
And you
got to be up top notch.
Right. I mean, unfortunately and historically, you know, corporate environments stress that they stress the importance of looking professional and being, you know, upkept and whatever. And, you know, fast forward to now where, you know, we have people of different backgrounds and different ways to express themselves. You know, I feel like that very stifly, very sticky thing of, oh, well, you have to look a certain way and present yourself a certain way. It discriminates people who want to express themselves in different forms, such as their hair and appearance. Not to say like you're coming to work like, you know, in a very revealing type of, you know, outfit, for example. But for example, like if you have tattoos, if you want to dye your hair, something that's not seen as the norm for a professional environment, you should be able to show up as you are and still be expected to be professional and get the job done. And a lot of discrimination, you know, we know about the Crown Act, that recently passed, thankfully, where, you know, black women especially that benefit from that are able to present their hair however, and that not be a reprimand at work. But anyone should be able to show up to a place of work, regardless of the industry, and say, yo, this is how I am. I'm able to get the job done. You know, don't come at me.
I hear you.
So, there's that.
Now, I have a question for you. Do you think Caribbean establishments are seen as professional?
That is a tough question. You know, I'm leaning towards no. We've all heard, we've all seen the rude auntie in the back churning the soup in the restaurant. The soap. or cutting up something. And, you know, that's that running fun joke of if you go to a Jamaican restaurant and they're rude to you, the food is busted.
Of course.
Which is not a lie. There's no lie there. But why do we have to get rudeness and get the good ass oxtail?
Let's circle back to when I said that's just my organic, authentic self. That's what it is. That's just their organic, authentic self.
But the authentic self,
it translates into the food, and that's why it tastes so good.
No, no, no. The rudeness doesn't translate into the food.
100%.
I'm not eating the food and say, rudeness, delicious.
Rudeness. Even Rihanna says it. Rudeness. It comes busting out.
But outside of the food industry, I mean, there's other places in the sense of the Caribbean thing where,
like club establishments, you know, when they act like performers are actually going to come. I went to a concert. I would not name the concert, but I paid umpteen hundreds of dollars for VIP.
What does the concert rhyme with?
I'm not doing that. And big promotion for this artist to be there. The artist never shows up.
What is the artist rhyme? Come on, give us some clues.
It's a dancehall artist. Artist never shows up. Had this random person singing. And then, boom, party ended. They didn't say anything. No drinks, no food. And I paid for VIP. Drinks,
first
food.
Mistake.
Nothing. I know. And this bothers me so much because we're trying to big up Caribbean-based businesses and they just drop the ball. You know, you can't promote for weeks that there's an artist coming and don't say anything and just end the party without saying anything or even email and say, hey, we will give you a partial refund for this. Nothing. They will keep the money.
Of course.
They will keep the money and have no artist show up. Period.
They got your money.
No, they did not because I fought back, me and my bank, and I just got the letter in the mail. I am fully credited because I explained the situation. I paid VIP. I didn't get the VIP experience. I did not get my artist experience.
It was giving
experience.
GA.
It was given outside the club. Like, I couldn't even get in. And the thing is, there was no communication about it. And they're like, oh, well, you know, they were stuck on the plane. What could we do? You should have said that earlier or have a reassigned date. It's the same thing with communication.
Reschedule or whatever, yeah.
Give out free tickets. Offer another concert. Do something for your patrons. This is where you get the loyalty. This is where you get the fan base. Mm-hmm. This is where you get the reoccurrence of people coming in. But a lot of Caribbean people are bad-minded like that, and they just want money.
They don't care.
They don't care. They don't care.
It sucks.
And then
when people complain, then it's like, oh, what's your problem? Right. Y'all don't want to support. Y'all hating.
We don't support professionalism.
I don't like the hypocrisy.
No.
I don't like that shit.
Caribbean people are known for being professionals. And then when the bad apples come out, then it's the worst thing on earth. Like, and I'm like, ugh, this just sets us back again.
Right.
Like,
and then you get turned off. You don't want to support these type of
I'm never going
again.
Back.
Case in point.
Mark my words. It took me months to get my money back because I went through PayPal. PayPal did not even want to fight it. They were like, oh, well, they said that the artist was there. And I was like, oh, did you investigate? It's clearly he said she
Were you
said.
In the VIP?
Exactly.
How did you know?
They could have said anything. They had girls passing out. They didn't even have water to give out at this place.
Make me sweat.
They had none of that. EMT couldn't even come in. Poor girl. I looked at her. I was like,
Yikes.
So I'm never going to that again because I'm not wasting my money. I'm happy I got my money back. But having that kind of negative tone with your type of establishment is never good. So that's my two cents.
Well, instead of shout outs, we're doing shut ups. So let's send a shut up to that that little event or whatever that was, because that's not for the wave.
Nah, we're not doing that no more.
Well, at the end of the day, we could go on and on about professionalism or lack thereof, but I think the most important takeaway here is, you know, outside of your professional self at work, you should expect that from other people, whether it's a service or a business or whatever, big or small. We should all deserve some level of respect and, you know, we just all deserve a level of respect when it comes to professionalism, whether we are giving it or receiving it, and expect that from our businesses in our community or around. And don't be afraid to speak up when someone is not being professional or someone's being discriminated against or someone's being reprimanded for certain things based on their appearance. Just in general, we should all expect things from our different professional contacts, regardless of what's going on.
I agree.
Yeah. So.
Or just keep it surface.
Just do better. Whoever y'all know who are y'all. Just do better.
Keep it surface. Keep it surface.
Word. Well, anyway, the aunties and uncles arguing means we're at the end of our show. And that means the court is now in session and the queen is in the building.
So, bloop, 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 bloop.
So please, Queen Rove, give us your
Queen of the Block.
Yes, that's okay. That's all right.
A little distracted.
I'm gonna spin the block again for you and just skirt, skirt. Rovi's Queen of the Block list is here. So, as we all know, the whole city of Atlanta is shooketh.
Earthquake, baby.
Because we have our hero, I would say.
I'm calling him Big Keith.
Our hero, Keith Lee, come down to bust down some very prestigious Atlanta...
prestigious asterisk. Let's call them popular.
Eateries with his very candid and blunt reviews.
I would say authentic.
Reviews. Authentic and organic, blunt and straightforward reviews about any type of food, restaurants, mom and pop shops, establishments, etc. But Atlanta clearly has been exposed to the world, and
been getting away with.
Everyone's been up in arms about it. So I saw on Instagram that, you know, Keith Lee went to, I think, OLG, Old Lady Gang, which mm-hmm. is Candy Burris's
restaurant.
And he didn't go in himself, but his wife, his grandmom, and his daughter went inside. And apparently when they spoke to the hostess, it was about an hour wait. They didn't take any names down or anything like that.
Of course.
But then when he got up to go in, the wait time was reduced to only 5 minutes.
From an hour?
From an hour to 5 minutes.
Wowzer.
After they figured out what's going on. So, afterwards, he went and he recorded and he let everyone know that that's not what he wants to do. He just wanted to be treated as a regular customer,
plot twist.
Regular food, and pay the regular price like everyone else. So he declined going there, and everyone was in uproars about it because this is something that is the norm in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You will wait for hours with subpar food, subpar drinks, and then you'll get added gratuity, especially in some places who try to turn themselves into clubs afterwards.
But so, that hookah though.
And I don't know about the hookah. Maybe it's a hookah lounge / clubs. You have to pay a cover charge if you go after a certain time
of course.
A restaurant, a restaurant where you get food. So everyone's talking about this saying Keith did not really expose Atlanta, but Atlanta has always been this way. This is why everybody's supporting Keith now.
There's some people who aren't, but that's a different story.
Who aren't? Who isn't?
No, there's certain people that are on some, yo, why would Keith try to shut down or shit on these black businesses? You know, he knows his influence and he knows his impact. So him giving these places negative reviews is driving these businesses like to cause other people to give negative reviews and all that jazz.
It's, I don't think that was it, though. I think...
That wasn't his intention.
The...
Of course.
The snowball effect is because it happens all the time. And everybody was in support of it. Mm-hmm. I think that was the biggest shocker. Because if he only said this about OLG and be like, oh, well, try this other restaurant. No, the masses came out and said, every single restaurant in Atlanta is like this.
Copy and paste.
It was like this. There's nothing else. The hostesses aren't great. The service is not great. The food isn't that great. Drinks, passable. And then they give you mandatory cover charges after 9, 10 p.m. for a restaurant, which makes no sense to me. I'm glad Brooklyn and Miami has not adopted that kind of thing, but I am blocking Atlanta restaurants for right now. I have never been to Atlanta, and I might not go for a while until, you know, because they got to do some damage control. I'll go then. That means the food will be hot. Mm. The drinks will be strong.
The people will be nice.
And I'll get my food on time.
Yeah.
So I'll go during the damage control era. Nice. And then after that, I'll just dip off. So,
as someone who actually has been to Atlanta, I've been to like at least one or a few of the restaurants at that time. Depending on where you go, it's very rat-a-tat-a-ta. So yeah, I definitely agree firsthand that the service can be better.
Yeah. So for now, until damage control, I'm blocking Atlanta eateries.
Rightfully so. Y'all do better. And not just because of Keith Lee. Just because you are a business. And that's what businesses are supposed to do.
And it's so funny. Candy addressed him, but it gave very much PR. It didn't give exactly, oh, we're sorry that...
Did she use her government name?
Well, she uses it for everything. Somebody said she needs to get out of the dungeon and go in the kitchen.
Wowzer.
So,
oh, but that's rude. That's not professional.
I don't think they were trying to be. Definitely weren't trying to be professional. Yikes. But yeah, you know, Candy does have a lot of projects going on. So maybe... Yeah.
She can't juggle all those things.
She can't do everything, but at least she addressed it head on. She didn't have to.
I mean, Real Milk and Honey addressed it too, but it was very bullet point as well. That was a little funky.
I mean, people still gonna go because they have a nice, you know, backdrop. And...
Yeah, they have the green little grass backdrop and the Instagram neon sign and all that shit. Of course.
And that's what's popping.
Because
okay?
If you're not gonna go to Bella Noche, where else are you gonna go?
Oh, don't do that.
I mean, you know. Anyway, so yeah, that's it. Do we have a Rovism this week?
Yes, we do have some positive. Well, I don't want to say this is positive, but it is a Rovism, and especially with our talks about professionalism today. Mm. For me, it's no motivational words today. Swing on them if you feel like it. A mood. End scene.
Wowzer.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a different take.
Yes. Sometimes you just have to swing on them. That little pow-pow I did with the hair earlier, definite swing. And HR is not your friend.
All right.
Remember what I told you? What did I tell you? I had on my scrub cap, and the guy, every time I go on the fourth floor, he screams, Irie, Irie. And I'm like...
And do you scream HR, HR back?
I need to scream HR, and I'm like... You need to stop saying Irie to me. Like, I feel like that's so offensive. Like, do you say that to anyone else? What says I'm Caribbean? Like, that is so offensive to me.
Word.
So, I might call, well, he might be listening, but I don't care.
That's fine.
I'm going to call HR.
Just know you're about to be in someone's office soon.
Stop.
So, you tell him to stop. Don't tell me.
All right.
Anyway, well, thank you all for listening. I'm pretty sure everyone has mad thoughts about this topic. So chime in, let us know what you think. You could DM us at SI Podcast on IG, email us at SOPHIGpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know your thoughts about that. Also on the Spotify app, please engage with us on the polls and the Q&A. Let us know what you think about the episodes over there. Make sure to follow, like, rate, share, do all those things on Spotify app. We really appreciate that. And yeah, you know, as professionals, we have to end this episode, but yeah, please stick with us and stay tuned for more coming soon.
All right. Thanks everyone for tuning in. Appreciate you guys.
Appreciate y'all. You probably heard a lot of background noise, but that's a part of the flavor, baby.
Right.
So.
Bye, Vixie.
Later.
Say goodbye, Rovi.
Bye, Rovi.